The premise of the best-selling spy novelist Daniel Silva's latest fiction, The Other Woman, could be taken out of today's news headlines. Book critic Joan Baum has this review.
A fun and games thriller, The Other Woman turns on intrigue about Russian espionage and links present-day Russian attempts to sabotage Western democracies to machinations years ago by arguably the most notorious double agent in the 20th century, the head of Britain's intelligence service, MI6, Kim Philby. In fact, it's now exactly 30 years since the unrepentant Philby died in Moscow, having fled there in 1963 once he was identified as a member of the infamous British spy ring, the Cambridge Five. Silva says that Philby has been an obsession of his for a very long time. But how does all this historical espionage relate to Silva's longtime returning protagonist, Gabriel Alon? Alon, a legendary art restorer and now a man of middle age, is making his unassuming way around a Rubens exhibition when he first appears in Chapter 2. It seems the old spy master messed up in not protecting a Russian defector from a Russian hit job, and so he gets drawn into current events to find out who killed the defector and on whose orders. The art exhibit is not irrelevant. Rubens, painter, scholar, diplomat, and spy, obviously interests Alon, now chief of Israeli intelligence. As he looks at Rubens' work, he concludes that the artist has held up. If only he could say that about himself, he muses. Silva is excellent, by the way, in merging interior monologue and dialogue with third-person narration. And what a story this is. Silva says in an author's note that any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, businesses, companies, events, or locales is entirely coincidental. Ha! No one is called out by name, but events in Silva's book reflect reported current Russian efforts to undermine the Atlantic Alliance and Western capitalism. There's even an unnamed new American president who admires Russia, and an unnamed authoritarian Russian leader, a former KGB operative, and an unnamed Russian ally, a.k.a. the Butcher of Damascus. As Silva has said in interviews, he's a student of Russian and Soviet history. But he's also said, simply put, the Russians are wonderful fictional villains, and that's because they're villains in real life, too. The other woman of the title is made up, a mistress of the incredibly charming alcoholic Philby who met her in a bar in Beirut. She had a child with him who, as the novel opens in a prologue, was spirited away to Moscow. In the present-day narrative, the mistress, holed up in the craggy hills of Andalusia in Spain, is writing a memoir called The Other Woman. She has not seen her child in 4 decades, but she, too, is an unrepentant Russian sympathizer. All the women Philby knew loved him, including that child, now a highly placed member of British intelligence working as a mole in Washington, D.C., though no one knows yet. Did Silva foresee the real-life Maria Butina, a Russian political activist working in the U.S., charged with being a Russian agent? If not all the characters, all the settings in Silva's book are real, including Shelter Island, where Silva locates a safe house for a spy-to-counter-spy meeting, and the Schweizerhof Hotel in Bern, Switzerland, beloved by British travelers and spies, in part for its afternoon tea service, which takes place daily in the lounge bar. There's also the book's opening chapter, evocatively headed Night Train to Vienna. Of course, Alon will track down who is behind the murder and more. But how? I'm Joan Baum.
Joan Baum is an arts critic who lives in Springs, Long Island. She's also host of the podcast, Baum on Books. And you can listen to that at our website, wshu.org.